This is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. These verses I always find have a sting in the tail. I've spent I don't know how many hours trying to hang on to my own life. I mean, who doesn't invest time reflecting on who they really are? Indeed, the internet is awash with courses offering answers to the mysteries of our psychological makeup, from the well-trodden path of Myers-Briggs type indicator to the myriad neuro-linguistic programming gurus. Am I really so lost that I can't make my way through life without bolstering on some newly acquired self-understanding? I declare I serve as a spiritual coach and a spiritual director, so I have bought into the people development business myself. It appears that Jesus' emphasis was to redirect our gaze from ourselves back towards our Creator. This makes sense, since the one who crafted me from before my creation is the one who truly knows me. Yet early on, I discovered an insistent voice within me that demanded the right of self-expression, often at the expense and suppression of others expressing themselves, and equally often motivated by a selfish ambition. One of my favourite plays is Robert Bolt's A Man for All Seasons, the story of Sir Thomas More. In a classic scene from his trial, More sees Richard Rich, an ambitious servant of the crown. This latter perjured himself in giving evidence to destroy More. Noting the insignia of Wales newly acquired by Rich, More declares, "Why, Richard? It profit a man nothing to give his soul for the whole world, but for Wales?" Well, the point is made. I am faced with the question, what will I compromise to secure my desired ambitions? Jesus is uncompromising in his teaching. What is more uncompromising than taking up the cross? And yet the cross is the feature that marks out those who follow Jesus. One thing is clear, no one can carry a cross inconspicuously. It will impact all of my life. Whilst this initially sounds harsh, it has become a sweet journey for me. As I attempt to shoulder the cross and be in no doubt, I drop it regularly when distracted and drawn by inner desires all of my own creation. I find a fresh reminder of the fullness of joy that is found in God alone. Yes, I must let go of my desires and ambitions when they prove obstructions to the love, life, and liberty of spirit that I can only find in God. Have I mastered this way of living? By no means. I'm still all too often consumed with my fears, doubts, and disappointment. I face the challenge of fierce temptation and must fight to resist its attraction and therefore resist sin. Sometimes I succeed, other times I fail, but God always forgives and encourages me to get back on my feet and resume the walk of faith in his footsteps. As we enter into the God space today, consider what sort of life you desire. Is it one where you are the designer, architect, and builder? Or can you freely give your life over to God? What a challenge. Amen. One thing I do know about myself is that I'm conflicted. My lips say yes to God, my heart will always drag a little bit behind and consider doing it my way. Now please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And join me this Sunday for Premier Life, where we celebrate God's love with worship, prayer and one of your own testimonies, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.